Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? I've missed you. And I'm so excited because by the time you listen to this, I will be in one of my favorite places. Can you guess where it is? Yes, France. I'm actually going to be in Europe for quite some time, and I'm really excited to go back to France. I do this year after year because it really is the place that inspired me to start living my life very, very differently. And in this podcast today, I want to talk specifically about how I studied how French women eat and what I learned from it. So on my very first trip to Paris, you would think that I would have been most captivated by the architecture, the fashion, or the art, but no. I could not stop watching how French women eat. I would stare at them at the cafe or watch them through the window of a brasserie. And yes, I even was that weird American girl who peeked over their shoulder at the supermarché to spy on what they had in their small basket. I mean, where were their huge shopping carts? Come on. But I wanted to know their secret. Was it genetics? Was it the cigarettes? Was it something in the water? French women were mysterious freaks of nature to a girl like me who had weight issues. With my weight ranging from a size 20 at one point to a size 2, I was honestly just exhausted from the constant crazy making of counting every single calorie. And then when Atkins came along, it became really complicated because now I had to keep up with carbs too. Can you relate? But did all of my strict calculations even matter? Because like clockwork, here's what would happen. I'd throw all of that data and the metrics out of the window at the smell of a warm chocolate chip cookie. Actually, make that 6 because I had no clue how to stop at 1. It felt like a starving toddler lived inside of me. Then of course, like clockwork, I also had to feel guilty about it because that's what you do, right? You swear you'll follow a plan. You might make it until lunchtime, then the plan goes out the window, you eat way more than your body needs, and then you swear you'll do better tomorrow. And when your feet hit the floor the next morning, guess what? The crazy, boring cycle begins again. I mean, what kind of life is this? Unfortunately, it's one that many women know all too well. I wanted more for myself, but I didn't have the slightest clue about how to get out of this terrible drama I created for myself. Sadly, my entire identity had become woman who diets. Yes, I was addicted to dieting. And as much as I believed I didn't want to diet, I couldn't imagine life without thinking about the next possible miracle food plan. It seems so ridiculous now, but then the struggle was real. I actually imagine my epitaph reading, "She had so much potential, but chose to diet instead." I even envisioned my family leaving the graveside to go home and pack up my small fortune of diet books, and most likely finding a Cheeto bag hiding somewhere in the bookshelf. This is not how I wanted to live my life. So here's what I learned. If you want something, study those who have it. I had tried every diet under the sun. I tried FinFin and even pushed myself to the brink of an eating disorder. But my entire focus was on what I did not want. And guess what happens to a gal when she's focused on what she doesn't want 24/7? The problem grows. Because even when I did lose the weight by starving myself down to a size 2, I was still full of fear, lacked self-confidence, and I still struggled. Although I had less flesh on my body, my scared little mind remained. Houston, we still have a problem. By focusing on the dieting, weight and food. I was looking in the wrong direction. But where does a gal turn when she's so desperate to shed weight? Turn towards people or cultures who have what you want. And that is why I turned to French women and their relationship with food. I wanted to order a dish with butter without having a panic attack. I desired to choose what I wanted to eat instead of what I thought I should eat. I wanted a pleasurable relationship with food. And yes, I also wanted to have lasting, peaceful weight loss. Yep, what I really wanted was peace. No diet could ever give me that. Only I could. Little did I know at the time, it would require that I completely restyle my mind to think like a French woman, to desire to take exquisite care of my body, to feel my emotions instead of stuff them down, to enjoy and play in my body, to seek quality, not just in food, but in life, to embrace pleasure as a lifestyle, not an occasional event, and to see food as a way to nourish myself and connect with others, not escape my life. But I was willing and ready for real change, for a change. The normal way to create any type of change is doomed to fail. No one teaches us how to create deep, lasting, and joyful change. Instead, we're taught to have a goal and go out there and crush it. This has resulted in an entire society of people who are trying to change, manage, and control their external world without ever examining the most important one, their inner one. No wonder we're stressed, overweight, and type A personalities. All that controlling, reacting, and fixing is exhausting. But isn't that what you're supposed to do? Lose the weight, get the guy, make the money, feel confident and fabulous, then go out there and live an amazing life. Even some life coaches are all about getting you results. You create your SMART goals, check in each week for accountability, and white knuckle your way to achievement. But what happens next? That's the big problem with this sort of goal-driven change. If you don't change who you are and how you're living, reaching the goal will be about as fulfilling as a fat-free cookie. Think about people you know who have tons of money but are miserable. If you want an example, just check out People magazine the next time you're waiting to check out at the grocery store. Now, don't get me wrong. I love seeing my clients create beautiful, lasting results in their lives. I love pushing the limits of what I can create and what they can create. But how you feel is the most important thing. I'm going to repeat that because it's that important. How you feel is the most important thing. And it also happens to be how you create lasting, fulfilling results. The reason why you want anything is your belief that it will make you feel better. Think about this for a moment. Why does anyone want to lose weight, make $1 million, or find their soulmate? Because they think it will make them feel better, right? But if you starve yourself down to a size 2 like I did through deprivation and a mind full of negativity, you're not going to feel better. You're going to end up still feeling like crap. If you make $1 million by working 80 plus hours a week, burning out your adrenals and missing your kids' school play for the third year in a row, you're not going to feel truly rich. And if you find your soulmate from a place of desperation and a he'll complete me mentality, you're likely going to live in fear of losing him and feeling incomplete the moment he doesn't text you back. Again, what is the point of reaching a goal if you're still miserable because of the way you went about it? Shouldn't the true goal be how you feel? So what does this have to do with French women and food? Well, I'm finally getting to that. Can you tell I'm like really passionate about this topic? French women inspired me to cultivate an elegant state of mind. And I'm telling you this because, listen, if you are struggling in your life, this is the secret. This is the solution. And when I talk about elegance, I am not talking about being all hoity-toity, right? That is not me. I am as clumsy as they come. Yes, I love lipstick and I love nice clothes, but I am talking about an elegant state of mind. In fact, I love this topic so much. I created a free course called The Three Truths of Elegant Women, and you can access that at frenchkisslife.com/elegant. And it's three simple shifts that will absolutely change your life if you apply them. Now, if you just watch the videos and do nothing with them, they're not going to work. You have to actually apply and practice them. But women have already been sharing with me that it's changing their lives, and they're so simple because elegance is simplicity, right? But I would love, love, love to have you join that free course. Again, it's so powerful how when you change your state of being, your state of mind, everything else changes as a result. But for me, as someone who couldn't stop until the entire plate of French fries had vanished, I remember watching a French woman eat just three and I was blown away. How did she do it? She possessed an elegance about her that I knew I could learn from. And during that first trip to Paris, I wanted to emulate those elegant women around me. And I lost weight without even trying. In fact, I ate a croissant every single morning. I had wine with lunch and dinner and indulged in desserts. Food became a pleasurable condiment to my days, not the main course of life. And that's when I had an epiphany. I wasn't focused on avoiding food or depriving myself. I wasn't thinking like a person with a weight problem. I was actually thinking more like a slim one. And the result was a joie de vivre I had not felt in years. Yes, I was finally feeling the emotion I had imagined weight loss would give me, but never did because of how I was thinking. And by creating that feeling first, 5 pounds melted off of me like butter on a hot day. I wasn't drowning in my hopelessness with a pot de creme or lying on the sofa binging on ER because I felt so worthless. For the first time in a long time, I felt alive and was focused on the possibility for a brighter future. That's when it dawned on me that the real issue had always been my own mind. I didn't have a weight or food problem. I had a thinking problem. Each time I focused on my sad weight story, I'd feel utterly hopeless. And what does a girl do with food issues when she's feeling hopeless? She stuffs it down with a sugary concoction from Dunkin' Donuts. Well, at least that's what I did. And then she beats herself up and starts again. Year after year of doing this little dance, you begin to collect a lot of evidence for your beliefs. And the more evidence you collect, the deeper the beliefs become. You begin to deeply believe that you have no control, that it's hard, that you'll never lose the weight, that the weight you do lose will come back. And you really believe that deep down, you're flawed. But all of that is just a story. Paris allowed me to start telling a new story. I began to focus on possibility, not problems. I began to shift from what I did not want to what I did. For 1 week, I didn't indulge in the I'm broken and need to be fixed story. Instead, I chose to indulge in a decadent piece of chocolate. Elegance is when your state of being aligns with your desires. The definition of elegance is simplicity and effectiveness. I'm not talking about wearing pearls and lipstick, although I do enjoy both. I'm speaking about your beingness, your essence, which consists of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. The most ineffective and complicated way to attempt change is to want something and have a mindset that doesn't think you can have it. In other words, you can't think like a poor person and expect to become rich. You can't think like someone with a weight problem and expect to be slim. You can't think like someone who's afraid of love and expect to be in a loving relationship. You must change who you're being first, and when you do, creating what you want is easier. When I stopped being a woman with a food and weight problem, food and weight was no longer an issue. In fact, I don't even think about food except when I'm hungry or planning a beautiful dinner party. Now, of course, this did not happen overnight because I literally had to become a new woman. But it did happen. But I'm not the only one. The women in my Slim Chic and Savvy immersion program shed weight they've held onto for years. But that's not all. They turn their meh marriages into a yeah. They receive unexpected promotions. They make more money and they create amazing results in their lives. And they do it from a place of joy. That is the power of cultivating an elegant mind. As Diane of Vreeland said, the only real elegance is in the mind. If you've got that, the rest really comes from it. So again, do you want to practice an elegant state of mind? I'm not one to push, but I do think you will love my free course called The Three Truths of Elegant Women. And again, you can find that at frenchkisslife.com/elegant. Women have been raving in the comments under the videos about how these simple and effective tools are already creating powerful results in their lives. And I'd love for you to come join the elegant party. I am passionate about this topic because I know what it can do for a woman. And if you were having headaches every day and I told you I had the cure, would you want to take me up on it? Well, this is the cure for a lot of the struggles that we unnecessarily go through in our lives. And it doesn't even have to be around weight. It could be around, again, your marriage. Maybe it's around procrastination. Maybe it's around money. The Three Truths of Elegant Women will support you no matter what your struggle is. So again, come join us, frenchkisslife.com/elegant. I look forward to seeing you underneath the comments over on the videos, and I hope I get to talk to you soon in my next podcast. Have a great day. Cheers. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the French Kiss Life podcast in iTunes and share it with your friends. And if you want to be notified of other good stuff that we always have just around the corner, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and get yourself on the list. I so appreciate you tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the near future. Cheers.